this is the most deadly transportation accident in this country since February of 2009.
The investigation at the scene revealed that a 2001 Ford Excursion limousine was traveling southwest on State Route 30 and failed to stop at the intersection with State Route 30A. The limousine traveled across the intersection into a parking lot and struck a 2015 Toyota Highlander that was unoccupied and parked. Two pedestrians standing nearby were also struck and killed. In total, 20 victims were killed.
This is a new day for New York 19.
On election night, when several New York House seats flipped, Representative Elise Stefanik survived. The 21st District Republican will serve a third term after easily winning re-election.
My job is to represent everyone in this district.
Democrat Anthony Brindisi has defeated Republican U.S. Representative Claudia Tenney in a congressional race in upstate New York, settled more than 3 weeks after Election Day.
Mr. President, you have underestimated the strength of America's better angels. Because what binds us together is stronger than what divides us. And because at the end of the day, love is stronger than hate.
The people of the Commonwealth like what we do, and they like how we do it. So much so, they gave us a big win.
In electing a governor of one party and a legislature by another, the message Vermonters have sent to us tonight is clear. Work together.
Berkshire County in the district attorney's office can do so much for this community, and that's what I intend to do.
It's an historic day in Massachusetts as it became the first state on the East Coast where recreational marijuana is being legally sold.
But there are people who have been, gone to jail for, even having paraphernalia, 20 years ago. So this is a huge step forward for all of us.
It's not so much elation I feel today, but relief that we have driven that final nail in the coffin of prohibition.
I'm not going to leave as mayor. I represent the city of Cohoes. We have done more in 18 months than we've seen in 20 years. I think the people of Cohoes have great faith in me.
Declaring an end to its controversial art sale, the Berkshire Museum says it's moving forward.
We have raised a substantial amount of money, $3.25 million.
This week, the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change issued a special report warning that world governments must limit global warming to 1.5 degrees Celsius above pre-industrial levels to ensure a sustainable world.
If you would like to stabilize global warming to 1.5 degrees Celsius, the key message is that net CO2 emissions at the global scale must reach zero by 2050.